Well, it's approaching 1 a.m. on the day. I'm meant to be meeting the guys, Bikes Without Borders, in order to go into Calais with a load of bikes that will be distributed to the migrants and refugees in the jungle. The camp, which the refugees call the jungle, sounds like a kind of a weird derogatory term that might have been given by the locals, but as a lot of the people stuck and living there feel that they are being treated like animals, they have named it the jungle. So the group is stuck in London because the van is beyond economical repair, or BER, due to, I don't know, all kinds of stuff gone wrong with it, the starter motor and stuff. So they're not going to make it down unless they get hold of a van between now, gone midnight, and later on this morning. So I now have to decide whether or not to grab as much sleep as I can and head over on foot. It's, I don't know, what, half a mile to the ferry terminal from here, and then which is no trip at all, and I'm told less than an hour walking on the other side, which is fine. You know, I go for a run every day, I walk more than that every day, and it's nothing in the grand scheme of things. It's just entering a place of people in need, empty-handed, with nothing, without being able to kind of tell the story of those guys going in, which was the initial point. So many people have told many of the stories of people within the camp, and as much as I would love to gather some stories from people on the ground there, I don't know if anybody really cares, you know. I'm almost sounding like I don't now. I do. I just have been here before to a certain extent. And and wonder deeply whether or not another bunch of harrowing stories of people going through horrible stuff is going to, I don't know, be a call to action for anybody. The contacts that I would have been able to make would have been through, mostly through David and the group who were going to give me a lift in. So I'll wait and see what happens in the morning. I'll expect a text or a call. I would very much like to go in regardless. I just wonder if I'll just be like some kind of weird tourist blogger. I'm very conscious of that. In some ways it feels exploitative, I guess. You know, it's not that I'm doing this for a news organisation. And God knows it'd be nice to at least try and balance out some of the Daily Mail coverage that's been going on, which looks at every possible opportunity to kind of negate any of the tales of suffering, of which you only have to look at a few of the pictures of this kind of filthy, disease-ridden place are rife. So sleep would be the best thing, and then decide in the morning.